That's my suggestion. Welcome back in hour number three of the show. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. Fan After Dark, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott. We got Trap House Trevor in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got Khaki Kevin Walker, and we got Papa Walker. I mean, we got the band is all here, ladies and germs. And, of course, man, I'll tell you what.
You got the Mavericks game up?
Not since the infamous Bob story. And it's always, and now granted, you know, we started the Trap House Trevor conversation in the second segment of the last hour, and of course it dovetailed into the fair or foul segment. But yeah, a lot of people have a lot of things to say. So either way, Trev's going to do what Trev's going to do. We support him no matter what, and we're here for it.
How many points did the Mavericks had at halftime?
Who are they playing?
Grizzlies.
The Grizzles.
At home.
42.
44.
Okay.
They're losing 80-52 right now.
Yowza!
You want to guess the leading score for the Mavericks?
Brandon Williams.
Correct. And with also 10?
Chris Middleton.
There you go. Look at you, ball knower.
Huh?
This is a game with no Marvin Bagley, who's out with a neck sprain.
Mm.
No PJ Washington, who's out with a left ankle sprain.
Mm.
No Caleb Martin, who's out with low back soreness. Can't make fun of him. I know how that feels. And then Cooper Flagg.
Who's that with lower back soreness?
Caleb Martin. And then Cooper Flagg.
For once in your life, you're okay.
Cooper Flagg's
with Caleb,
missed a lot of games now.
He
this
has.
Is starting to add
he
up.
Has.
Cooper
he
Flagg has missed 6 games in a row. And he was asked, Jason Kidd was asked.
We get that audio.
Will Cooper Flagg be back for the, March 3rd game against the Hornets, Con Knupple? He said probably not. So that would be 8 games he missed.
I said, maybe I didn't send that to you.
It's okay.
Cut
sheet I just
go?
Summarized it. AJ Johnson's on the court, so
that's all that matters. You know it's serious when you've got our boy out there doing the damn thing. And where's my? I got papers all over the place. I was going to play some cuts here in a second.
What a lineup: Brandon Williams, AJ Johnson, Najee Marshall, Dwight Powell, and Miles Kelly. That's the 5 on the floor for the Mavs right now. Shout out if you paid money to go to this game.
Yeah, you must. I mean, it's a slow Friday night.
And it's a Friday, and you're watching the Mavs get blitzed by 30 with G Leaguers on the court.
Somebody called into G Bag today for biggest L, biggest dub, and started out with they were at the Mavericks game, and that was an L.
I mean, it was. But I mean, come on, we're here for it.
Yeah.
Let's see. How many games can Cooper Flagg miss and still be in the running for Rookie of the Year?
Now,
17.
Now. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if there's a game stipulation on Rookie of the Year.
I think all major awards.
No, it's all awards.
Yeah,
it's 17? Okay.
65. So how many has he missed total? He's up to like 9 or 10 by now, isn't he?
Well, he's missed 6 in a row, and he had missed some before. I can count here in a second.
All right, so Blake's going to count.
I'm going to do it by
that
hand.
That could be the end of the segment before we get that number. So while we're waiting on that.
He's missed 10 games.
There you go. 10.
That's quick math. That's that UNT education right there. Shout out to, the Brewer Bears? Huh?
Hey, you know what? Good time for a shout out. They're moving on, and they're moving on in playoff basketball.
Well,
they just
beat
Arlington
Seguin.
I told you we're a basketball school.
Well, yeah,
arena champs.
He did mention that during the Mythical High School football show. You guys did make the playoffs this year, though, didn't you?
In basketball?
No, in football.
Yeah, we did.
That's it. I mean, they got blasted in the first round, but it's the journey.
Like, you know what,
guys?
It's
the journey.
It is what it is.
When are we allowed to make jokes? Because right now the Trevor situation with HG is very sensitive.
Listen,
what are we allowed to like make jokes?
Like I said, because
I got like a bunch
Trevor,
of jokes just loaded up, but I've been holding them
I'm
back.
I'm not sensitive. I'm good. I'm chill.
Just don't curse.
No.
Well,
but like,
really
would you like you wouldn't say that's your girl, so we can make jokes.
All right. Well, okay, so if you're not sensitive,
okay.
Trevor.
I just want to make sure.
As long as you're okay with it, I mean,
you can walk out now, Trevor.
There's plenty.
From the 214, not going to lie, I'd be down for 2 more hours of Trev talk. From the 940, Trevo, if we compared your current girl situation to the Mavs, Luka thought he had a good relationship with Nico, and he was secretly meeting with the Lakers GM, and he gets blindsided and ultimately traded to L.A.
Wow.
Most devastating day as a Maverick fan right there. So.
And do you
on your days of sports fandom hurtness, where does that rank for you?
I mean, it's top three.
Top three.
Do you, who do you think was more loyal, Luka to Nico or you to this girl?
Probably me to the girl, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
That's I mean, that's still pretty.
Haven't played as many years with her, so I don't like that's rough. That's tough. So,
okay, this might be the best advice / text I've seen thus far. Trevor Beck, I was you 10 years ago.
Uh-oh.
I, too, had self-esteem issues. What you're going to have to do, brother, is fake it until you make it. Let this girl know what's up, that you are not interested in playing second fiddle or second anything to anyone. And if she wants to keep seeing the Trevor Beck, she's going to have to decide this other dude has got to go. Otherwise, you are going, and that will be her loss, not yours. Richie from Ennis.
I agree. Your thoughts, Trevor?
Thank you, Richie.
People want the Trevor talk. I mean, we can talk about the Mavs getting blasted by 30.
People love Christian Parker. That's great. Go ahead. Continue.
The thing that I know...
Channel your inner Christian Parker. Continue.
The thing I know about her is...
Christian Parker's younger than you. Sorry.
Yeah, no. I did think that was crazy, the fact that he's 34 and I'm 36. That's wild. You know?
It's all right.
Maybe he's the secret guy.
No,
I wonder what scheme that is.
Would you, if she told you that the other guy was Christian Parker, how would you feel?
I can still beat him up.
We know why they're running the 3-4.
He's going to...
Would that soften the blow if she said, hey, this other guy's Christian Parker?
No, because she already says
apparently he just got here. He came from Philly.
He loves Overwatch.
Got like 400 pairs of shoes.
I'm way better at it than him. Like so
he's really good at play calling.
That's probably true.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
Great teacher.
Maybe that's the lifestyle thing.
Very
maybe
patient.
It's the money. That's, to be completely honest, uh-oh, that's what scares me.
Oh, now that's we're getting to the core.
Well, that's, again, the, that's
yeah.
Trevor's.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's my, yeah. Like, there's a reason why I'm going back to school and why, like, I'm, like, you know I need what? To do my best. Like,
let's go,
it scares
dude.
Me. So
let's go.
I just, it's the mental side of this.
Yeah.
Of, like, hey, be comp. Like, I know Trevor's a good dude.
We all know
Trevor's
a
great
dude.
I know, like, I'd be a good dad. I know I'd be, like, a good person, a good husband. Yeah. I'd take care of you.
Yeah.
Now, it might look differently versus, like, having a bag and taking care of you.
Yeah.
But
you're getting there. You'll get there.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like, working on it. You're working on Trevor.
That's the only thing. So I'm trying to just say. And so her having the conversations with her and, like, knowing that the you things that I do positive.
Yeah.
Like, she enjoys, like, we have good conversations. Like, I know I stimulate her mentally. Like, I know, like, that kind of stuff. So that's what's different.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Someone asked, what race is the alleged other guy?
So, again, other than he lives in Dallas and he is a nerd, I have no idea. I have no idea.
So how old is he?
Again,
nothing.
Those are the two things. Because again, if I will get in my head too much asking about him, and what would that show? Trevor's not confident, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't ask about another guy at all.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I don't mind asking.
So okay,
hey, how's Trevor doing today? And she's like, "Well, you're doing pretty good."
Hey, Christian Parker is a very cerebral guy too.
He is. He's very
we haven't asked this. How did you bring up the other guy? You just said she talked about it. Like, did you randomly on a conversation go, "Are you talking to two guys?"
So I made a joke about Hinge. And I said, man, I gotta watch all these hundreds of likes that I'm getting because girls, it's a numbers game.
Old move,
girls.
Cotton.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, and that's my
joke.
Humor.
Yeah,
exactly.
A joke.
That's
100%.
My humor. And she's like, oh my god, you too. And I'm like, what do you mean?
You as well.
Yeah, that joke backfired.
I know this. Like, I had a friend in San Antonio. She showed me how many likes she's gotten. She's like. Like, and they're all blurred out because you can only see like 9 at a time. And she just kept scrolling. She sent me a picture of it or a little video, like a screen share of just how many people have liked her.
Yeah.
And my first thought was like, why the hell did you pick me? Like,
look, Hinge is an unfair game for the men out there.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And I was like, but that was my thing. I was like, then how did I end up being one of the guys that you're talking to? And she's like, well, because you actually asked me a question.
Uh-oh.
You actually showed me attention of something that I like, which again tells me I'm that kind of guy. I know my ish when it comes to that kind of stuff. And so, and we just picked it up. But again, knowing how many people like her on Hinge and stuff like that,
I wouldn't lose sleep.
Can you get it
that?
Off of Hinge?
What do you mean?
Communication-wise. Are y'all still talking on Hinge?
No. We're texting. Like that's what I'm saying.
They're doing
like,
Discord doing video chats. Hello. Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, when you asked a question about the guy, were you hoping to get a certain response deep down?
I mean, I wanted to hear, I like you more than I like him. That's what I wanted to hear.
And you didn't hear that?
I didn't not hear, I didn't hear that she likes him more. That's what I didn't, or that's what I heard.
Your brain's doing a lot right now.
Boy, you're doing.
You're doing some mental gymnastics.
Well, yeah, my man's over here doing.
She didn't technically not say that.
My man's doing mental Shen Yun over here.
When I asked her, like before we were getting off, and I was like, "So,
where you're getting off?
The phone.
The phone. My bad.
I looked. She looked at her watch, and she goes, "Well, I didn't just spend a 4-hour conversation talking to him."
I guess that's a
win for Trevor, and I'll take it.
There's nothing big about his game.
Oh man, I honestly, I'm kind of speechless. I don't know what to say.
I'm speechless.
You don't need to be. You don't need to be. When are you going to talk to her again?
I mean, I'm texting right now.
We're talking about you on the air right
what's
now.
The last thing, what's the last thing you said to her?
I said, what did I say?
I love you. Please text me back.
No, that's not it. No.
Can you remind me the guy's name? We're trying to talk about him on the air.
So she works in the ER.
Yeah.
And so she was like, it is a madhouse tonight. Mm. I'm definitely not getting off early.
She sent the stage hungry. For
And I said, can you not sneak into the doctor's lounge?
Okay.
And like I used to work at a hospital, and I would sneak into the doctor's lounge all the time and grab snacks.
Yeah,
and that's just what I said. So,
I want Kevin. Kevin, you haven't really given any advice. You're in a happy relationship.
Got somebody.
What's the youngest guy here? He's in a happy relationship.
I was gonna say my man has been on 10 since him and old Abby moved in together.
It's tough because neither of y'all are exclusive with each other, but you're naturally more exclusive than she is.
I am. Yeah, that's the way I am. So,
and I agree. I'm right there with you. If I'm talking to somebody, I need that exclusivity. And when me and Abby first started talking, we were naturally exclusive to each other. Like, hey, we're going to be exclusive to each other and see how this thing goes. That's just how I am. That's how she is. I needed that kind of match. If I was talking to somebody and I'm like, hey, I'm devoting my time when I want to talk to somebody, I'm devoting my time to you, I expect that same thing back. And if I'm not getting that same thing back, then that's going to bother me naturally. So that's just me.
Which, and again, I'm not saying it's not bothering me. I'm not saying that like I don't feel self-conscious about it.
I just think it's tearing you apart, though. How quickly does she respond? I do want to know that. How quickly does she respond? Like, do you kind of get like, man, why is she taking so long to respond?
No. She, like, responds to my text very quickly. When I know that when she's working, I know I'm not going to get a text for probably another hour. But I know she's working. She literally, like, I know that. But when she's hanging at the house, we're bam, 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 bam.
Okay, how long have y'all been talking?
Almost 2 weeks.
Okay, almost 2 weeks. Yeah. And how frequently would you say y'all talk?
I mean,
every day.
I mean, we've talked every day. Like, it's okay, if you had, like, if
you
had
shoot her a text right now and say, hey, when's the last time old boy hollered at you?
See, I don't want to do that.
Okay, so
Trevor doesn't want to do that.
Are you scared of her response?
Here's my final.
You are. You absolutely are.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't. But that's because.
No, let's break the fourth wall.
Let's break the fourth wall tonight.
9:16. You know what? Let's make it a madhouse.
All right, look. This is my final remarks.
Let's make it a madhouse.
She
wants chaos. Let's have chaos.
No, attorney I want to be the safety.
I reclaim my time, Attorney Walker. Would like to say something. Walker.
All right, my closing remarks are: you put yourself in a tough situation, but I get where you're coming from. If you really feel like you like somebody, and you really feel like they like you back. But you can't keep tearing yourself apart internally.
Mm.
You just got to ask her, be like, look, we've been talking for 2 weeks. It seems like you respond to me a lot quicker than the other guy. I just need to know, are you going to stick with me or are you going to keep flirting with both of us? Because I can't keep doing this for a month and a half.
Telling my boys.
It doesn't take three dates to figure out if you like somebody.
And that's fair. I don't disagree. That I think is
baloney.
A stretch.
Oh, Now, this whole thing's a stretch.
It's all weird. So again, it's a long distance where there's 15 different things that are going on. I totally understand that. I get that. But what I'm saying is that I do agree that three dates or whatever, I do believe in pressuring to say, like, hey, listen, I like you.
Yeah.
Do you like me? Do you want it to be me? I need you to figure that out.
Let's get wild with it.
Someone said, can we get Brian Broaddus' opinion? We can try to call him. And then someone also said, don't forget, Trevor, nursing profession is the highest cheating rate of any profession ever.
Like, screw that. I get it. I get what you're saying, and I agree. But,
I'm going to disregard it in this sense.
But no. Knowing she's been cheated on.
Well,
we all have. Okay, but this is what I'm saying is, though, but if
Kevin,
you've been cheated
Kevin,
on, does that mean you're going to cheat that you? No, that means usually it means the complete opposite. Like, no, I don't want anybody that is going to do that. So that's why so Trevor
an open
is not
relationship.
Afraid.
Nobody wants to get cheated on.
Right.
I mean, that's
I
not,
agree.
That's,
but that's what I'm saying.
She's
so,
not
but,
unique.
But saying
yeah, that's
nurses,
not unique.
I agree. But saying the nurses thing, I'm throwing that out with the bathwater simply because in this situation,
yeah.
I know that she would never do
Someone
that
said
because
never,
of how hurt she's been by it.
Don't trust that too hard. Someone said never ignore red flags, especially when they're early on.
But
all right. This is my actual real last piece of advice.
I'm going to try to get Broaddus on
this. This is my actual real last piece of advice to you, Trevor, okay? Before I met Abby, this is a true story. Before I met Abby,
she was with another dude.
I was... yeah, she was in a previous
room.
Relationship.
Mr.
You nailed it, friend. I was talking to this other girl that did not feel the same way
Damn.
That I felt about her at the time.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Pimp Walker.
I was wasting my time. I had a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, Tristan. He was like, look, you can't just keep wasting your time on her. You
congratulations
gotta find
to his
someone.
New baby, by the way.
Congratulations to Tristan. You can't keep wasting your time on somebody that doesn't want to put their time on you.
And then I
dropped it. And it was tough. I dropped it.
Mm.
And then I found Abby, and I've never been happy.
I mean, look at this guy.
But I don't feel like time is not being spent on Trevor. Like, I don't feel like time is not there.
But do
you
feel
you
like
know you can
you,
text two people at the same time?
Do you think she's spending the same time as you
she
do?
She can be copy and pasting
no,
for all
that's
we
what
know.
I'm saying. I feel
not
like
a good morning text. I mean, she could.
Look. What time she get off work?
Probably 1.
1? We get off the air at what, 11?
Central?
I think I think you need to throw a little haymaker at her right now.
I do a surprise show up at work.
Nah, you don't need to do all that. We can figure this out over text message. If she's as transparent as you say she is,
she's so real that if I think if I threw a haymaker, it would be done. It would be done.
Okay, then that's all you need to know.
But I don't want that.
Oh, so you want to keep getting strung along then?
If it's over only 2 more weeks, yeah.
There's your answer.
Well, but this is what I'm saying is that I like her enough to put the
to have
time
your heart broken in 2 weeks.
But it's I mean, heartbroken is strong. We're not in love.
Then let's find out now.
But that I think would absolutely that would be the straw.
If you by you asking her, hey, when's the last time you talked to old boy?
No, that wouldn't
okay,
be.
Okay, well
it.
Then find
but,
out.
But that's not good for me.
Why not?
People
because
are
that's
putting,
not
this isn't
that's
good
not
for you, Trevor.
Strong.
No, someone, it absolutely is. You're putting your foot down.
It's not. What?
Someone said, in quote, she would never treat, you know, quoting Trevor, while she's actively giving another guy just as much attention as wild Trevor.
But I don't think, I
right, hold that
think...
thought. We got to go to break. Hold that thought. I'm going to try to talk Trevor into texting her during the break. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark. All right. So we have gotten some pushback on our advice.
Someone also just said right now you guys are giving the worst advice.
Yeah, no. We've had a flurry of folks that have agreed with Blake and I. We've also had a flurry of folks that have said it's only been 2 weeks. So let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline, and we've got Brian Broaddus and his lovely girlfriend, Michelle, who had, no, so she just picked up Brian from the airport, all right? By the way, Brian, incredible coverage this week, by the way. You guys did an
thank you. Appreciate that.
A phenomenal job, and I got a second what Sean Cherie said this morning. You and Christian Parker, that was Mensa-level football talk right there, so I certainly appreciated it as well. Now, let's get down to brass tacks, though. Miss Michelle has been, what a tolo, by the way, and a fatty. So she's been listening to this saga that is Trevor's dating life, and she's got a take.
Yeah, guys,
thanks for being with me, or us being with you tonight. Yeah, Michelle's grabbing from the airport. I get the text from Blake, kind of like the bat signal. I get in the car, and Michelle's like, I think Blake wants to talk to you guys about, wants to talk to you about something. I said, yeah, I just got a text. So tried to call in, you know, couldn't get through, but now we're through. Dr. Michelle Skyers would like to have an opinion because I just got off a plane from Indianapolis.
Fair.
But she's well versed in what's going on. Dr. Michelle, you have the floor.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Doc Michelle.
Wow.
Tell you what, a breath of fresh air. First of all, you're a blessing and a saint. So the floor is now yours.
All right, Dr. Michelle, tell them what you think.
Guys, I think it's too early. It's too early. It's only 2 weeks, so it's too early. So Trevor, one eye closed, one eye open.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I can do that.
Okay. So we shouldn't be worried about...
That's my two cents.
We shouldn't be worried about old boy, the other dude, her playing video games with him and then talking to Trevor on the phone?
What's the situation here? So we've been dating for 2 weeks and we're in love, want to get married? What's going on here?
Yeah, I knew that's where, because again, I know Broadus isn't the married guy. Like, we've been talking.
I mean, I'm 0-2 in marriage, so I could basically tell you to just like, no, don't do this.
We've been talking. It's been good, but there just happens to be, because Trevor likes to ask questions, and I basically made a comment about her potentially talking to somebody else. And she's like, yeah, okay. There's you and another guy. And again, I've got a high EQ. I'm comfortable in myself, but I am self-conscious. So I'm trying to make sure that I don't get in a weird headspace.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Oh, no.
She's got a guy on the side.
Speed dial. Well, it's not even
this is not going to end well. No, don't do this.
It might not end well, and that's I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable. I'm okay with that. But I do like her. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the thing. I think I'm winning.
Yeah, but she's going to play you against this guy, and it doesn't work out good. You know, you should. You know what? You're showing your interest in her, and she's like messing around with you? No.
Well, but she's showing interest back. Like, interest is shown back. Like, yeah, there's more time for me.
But Trevor's not sitting there. By the way, guys, we're lost here in DFW. it's kind of like we're going here the DFW Grand Prix.
It's a hard airport. It's a hard airport.
We need to pit right now before. I tell you what, I'm about to throw up, Michelle. I'm not going to lie. Michelle, that, okay, now we're going straight, babe. Okay, yeah, okay. I am being nice. Just need to get me out of Dramamine Drive here is what we're doing here. But, yeah, I think to me, like, if she's kind of liking you but putting the old guy in the mix, I don't know about this one, Trevor. You're a good dude. You don't need to compete against anybody.
I mean, I respect that, and I agree. But that's also, I guess, the nice guy in me. That's the part that's tough. So.
Yeah, but like I said, she's not playing nice right now. Mm. What if you told her, like, hey, listen, I got a gal. I'm seeing too, if you don't mind. That, you know, put that, you know, let her wear that shoe.
Well,
you know?
But this is because my pushback is, and I said with the guys, is like, what if we didn't, if I didn't ask, if I didn't say anything, she probably would have never said anything. And then,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that dishonesty there. Like, man, we're all, you know, there's an old NXS song, Devil Inside. That woman has a devil inside. You know what I'm saying? If she's, all right, hang on, guys. We got to get Michelle onto the highway.
There we go.
We got to get over to the left here a little bit. Yeah, okay. we got to take a look.
DFW Airport is no joke.
No, it's awful.
No, Michelle, we've completed four laps. We figured out we're in third place.
We're in third place.
The slicks are a little rough.
I've never seen anybody use the map thing and just get totally confused.
Those can't
be amazing.
No, she uses.
Really are.
Is she using Apple or Waze? Yeah. Which one she uses?
Apple Maps
she's
is
got
terrible.
DR period in front of her name, and she gets confused beyond confused. You go around, babe. You kind of take a go outside. There you go. Now we're cooking.
Broadus, how would you give a cross reference to Trevor's situation in football terms?
I was gonna say, would you move him up or down your draft board knowing this?
Oh, don't say that. Now I'm gonna be a seventh rounder.
No, let Broadus talk. You don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, you got to like some guys that have some toughness about themselves, you know? And I just kind of wonder if if the game's important to you. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if you really love the game. You know, I need a little toughness, and I question whether you really love the game.
But okay? I got good bend, Broadus. I got good bend. Okay.
Good bend, but you know, you're also, you know, you might be a guy that gets a little overextended. That you know what I'm saying?
What did Will McClay say? Traits will get you into trouble.
Traits will get you in trouble there, Trev. Be careful. Be careful, my brother.
That's the realization. I know I need to protect my heart. I need to be careful.
Yeah, you don't want this gal like just kind of waltzing into your life, and you're like, hey, I really like you. And she's like, well, listen, other guy's taking me, you know, out going here, doing this. And then all of a sudden you're competing. Mm. That ain't getting it done. And then you're all of a sudden now you're kind of bummed out. And you're like, well, I don't want to go through this again.
I mean, but I could beat him in one-on-ones. If we're being honest, I could take him in one-on-ones. I guarantee you that.
Well, I love the confidence, you know. I love the confidence, but I'm just not sure. I trust you. I don't trust her.
Yeah, she's the GM in the situation. She's the GM.
Yeah, she's running it.
That's a great point.
I mean, yeah, like, you know, I think you've got your S together. I'm not sure about her. Mm. I'm not sure. You know, and I don't want one of my friends to get hurt. And if she didn't have it together, then I'm out on this one. I'm out. We'll find somebody else. You know what I'm saying? We'll trade back and get somebody else.
Brian Broadus, I'll tell you what. You and Dr. Michelle, get home safely, please. Crown Global Media.
Thank you.
Hey, shout out to you guys for being toes and fatties.
God bless you both. God bless you both.
Yeah, we're rolling in the right direction. So I might be able to be on radio with you guys tomorrow.
I love it.
For a while there, I thought we were going to, you know, we were doing laps. But you boys have a good evening, Trevor. Good luck to you, brother. If you need any bail money, always let me know.
Thanks a lot, Broadus. Seriously, thank you.
That's it. The one, the only, the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broadus, and his lovely girlfriend, Dr. Michelle. So we've got, you know, look, Broadus gave you his opinion on it. Now, you mentioned Stephanie Blumenthal earlier. Here's what she had to say. To be fair to Trevor, they just matched on Hinge. They haven't even gone out yet. The point of Hinge is to match and get to know people, so I don't find it weird at all that there is someone else in the beginning. Bleep, there's always like 10 in the DMs, maybe after date two or three. Then, yeah, be concerned.
Which, and that's the thing. Like, that's where I know I'm at least the front dog right now.
Yeah.
But also I know the unfortunate thing is there's another dog.
I'll disparage everything that Stephanie just said. No one is saying that in the beginning stages, girls don't talk to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And guys don't talk to a lot of girls.
Are we thinking 2 weeks is too early?
The only problem I have with this whole story, really, is the fact that she told you about the other guy. That's my whole thing.
Not the fact that she asked.
Yeah, but she could have lied.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what's different.
It's not that weird if you start talking to a girl and she's also texting another guy. That's not weird. If you were to say, hey, you text another guy, and she's like, yeah, this is his name, this is what he does, we're playing video games together, I'd be like, whoa, why are you telling me that? That's the part I have a problem with. Not so to dispel what Stephanie said,
mm-hmm.
of just like, well, it's early, of course you're talking to multiple guys. Okay, yeah, we know that part. It's the fact that she was just giving that information up, which then says, I don't – if you really – value and care about someone, why would you want to tell them someone else also values them? Like, you're going to try to put them on a pedestal and make them feel special. Did it make you feel special when she told you about the guy?
Well, no. But I knew what I was asking. I knew what I was getting into. Like, so this is what I'm saying, is that that's the stuff I know that
I... So that wasn't a deal breaker to you when she started talking about, like, if she does this again a month from now, she starts talking about other guys.
Well, again, at a certain point, Trevor wants to decide that this is what I want. Like, you're who I want. I don't want you to want anyone else.
What's our timetable?
I'm thinking about pressing to go see next week. Like, I think I'm off Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so I got to try to figure something out to make it happen. Because I know she's off Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And so I'm going to do my, you know, my due diligence.
So we're going to give it a few more days.
I can cover if you need.
Thank you. Actually, thank you. I mean, I think I'll survive. But yeah, it's
for you. Ty from Fort Worth has also offered to help you out.
Well, I did. I heard. Help. Thank you, Ty, for the kidnapping. And again, like it's thank you for the.
Well, that's if you get kidnapped. He's not going to kidnap anybody. Well, but he's a child.
Good luck, Bubba. Yeah.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Let's put a bow on this in the next segment. Let's figure out what is Trevor's next step. And how long is too long to let this play out? Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark. Was there supposed to be a song playing? Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. It's cold-blooded. It's cold-blooded. All right. So I thought about this.
One Jermaine Cole once said.
I think I know because, and we got Papa Walker in the mix as well. I think I know why we're feeling the way we are as it pertains to your situation. Because if we strip back the fact that it's Trevor and you're our friend and we, if you didn't like her as much as you do,
agreed.
I don't think we'd care.
Yeah,
I mean, we wouldn't care in general.
I hear what you're saying.
I think we're getting emotional about it.
And then I think the other point that just came in my head is the same way that you talked about her to us in the past week.
Yes.
Two, do you think she's talking the same way about you to her friends?
Because I ask, I know that's the conversation that she's having. Again, where it's like the two different lives. Which, and I respect
that. What, you and him?
Yeah.
But I do. What do her friends say?
Well, I mean, I don't know her friends, but she's saying, like, they think that I'm nice. Like, again.
Do they like you better than him?
I don't know. Like, I haven't asked on.
You need to playfully bring it up. Play, you know what? Here's what you do. Because, again, let me go from being confrontational, Fred. And have fun with it. Because if you're trying to learn this thing anyway, mm-hmm. and you're saying that, you know, you feel good about where you're at and you're what you've been through and what have you, why not have fun with it?
Which that's what 90% of it has been for me, is like I'm trying to not act like I'm
Well, that's what I'm saying, but deep down you kind of are.
Well, sure, absolutely.
Okay. So then have fun with it.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, but I also want to be careful of not coming off as self-conscious,
women also like? They also like knowing they're wanted.
Well, absolutely. Listen, okay. Trevor does a phenomenal job of making sure.
Okay, that, but that she would knows. Also maybe putting yourself ahead for good is letting her know.
Yeah,
I'm better than him.
Can we put a fan cam on Trevor? People have been requesting that. Do I need to switch spots with Trevor?
No, because I look like a goof tonight. I didn't.
People said, why can we not
see Trevor? We need the full Trevor effect.
It's the perfect time to get Dallas fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
I think if like I said, I think part of it is that we know how much you like this woman. You've been pretty giddy and gaga about her. And we even said, you know, hey, we talked about this on day one. Was that Tuesday night after you matched? Don't get too caught up too quick.
Yeah.
Don't get too whatever about her. But if you are, hey, that's fine. But let her know.
Which and this is like again, like I say that there are flags, of course, but there are a lot of green ones too. And I told you that I would tell you in the break. She's down for a guy that doesn't wear cologne.
And now, I think if I'm being honest, that's probably my biggest red flag. And I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious. A woman that doesn't like a woman that and
she
like,
likes
I
candles
get it,
a lot.
Which I look, I love a candle as much as the next guy, and maybe not as much
she's
as Blake.
Hot with huge boobs.
That's true. That's true too, brother.
That's never a bad thing. I would have fun with it. Just throw a little lob out there because look, doesn't hurt. And again, information's key. And if you let her, I mean, and maybe you do need to be a little more demonstrative as far as look, I don't think this guy's worth a damn.
Yeah.
And be joking about it. And here's the thing, too. And you and I have had conversations about other situations you've been in. Maybe this is your test. Just put your down.
On the table. Yeah. No, I mean, we're gonna talk tonight. Like, we've talked every night before we go to bed. And I'm down with that. And again, like...
And then I would say that. So I would jokingly say, so you're going to talk to him after we get off the phone?
Well, no. I mean...
I would.
Okay.
I would. But again,
we got to find playful.
Now, you got to put an emoji after it.
Yeah, we got to
maybe
find
a ha-ha or a winking emoji or something like that. You've already gotten a little bit of information because, look, if she's transparent, and if transparency, what'd she just say? I saw that big-ass smile on your face. What'd she just say?
Because I hit her with a good girl.
Whoa.
And Trevor knows how to talk to girls, god dang it.
Well, okay, kind of.
No. What was the text?
She was complaining about being hungry. And I was like, quit complaining about being hungry. Go get something to eat and just do it.
Yeah.
And she's like, fine, I'm going to go do this. And I said, good girl.
What'd she say back?
She sent me a little teddy bear hugging thing.
Okay, like, so if you guys already have that kind of...
This is what I'm saying.
Y'all are getting in the sexting realm.
I wouldn't say it's a sexting realm.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, heavy flirt.
What's wrong with heavy flirt?
Nothing wrong with it.
Exactly. That's why I know that I'm in a good place.
You're calling her good girl.
Solidify it.
You're calling her good girl. You don't call someone good girl that's also texting another guy. That's I'm saying.
Sure.
Be you. But you can't say
those things didn't come. And again, genuinely, those things didn't come out till last night. Like, we were having conversations last night, which again.
Do we think she cut him off?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, again,
what does your gut tell you?
No.
You need to seize control of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
Fred's parting shot. Seize control.
Because Fred. Okay. She's not being a good girl.
Or you know what? Maybe this is a test.
I mean, maybe it is. Maybe this is a test.
Maybe this is a test for you. Okay? This is a test for you to step out of your comfort zone. All right? It's time for you to get out of your comfort zone. If you really like this woman, then you know what? Hey, show me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to show you.
That's fair. Are you
going to text him tonight? Should I wait? Should I say something? You want to get on a three-way? Should we get in a group text real quick?
She's falling asleep on the phone with someone.
I mean, I mean, make it a joke. Make it a joke, then you'll really find out where she's at.
I mean, that's going to be... Again, we will talk tonight. I guarantee you that we will
talk
tonight.
I'm here for you. I'm telling you, this is God doing for you what you can't do for yourself.
This girl has no idea that a whole Metroplex knows about
her.
I'm telling you right now.
Because, again, I'm the same way. I'm open. I'm honest. I want to be. She knows that.
I've told her that we talk about this.
Like, you are.
Period.
You are what it is. And she's like, really? And I was like, well, maybe. I don't know if you should go watch it right here. Because
someone said this is better than an episode of Jerry Springer, and I'm from the 90s. I'm hooked.
Papa Walker knows. I'm telling you right now.
Start chanting Steve.
That's it.
Okay, so let's put a kibosh in this.
That's it.
A year from now, where do you see this?
Wow. I mean, I was ready to go just next month. I mean, I think we need to take some baby steps.
No. We've done enough baby steps.
So
a year from now, Trevor, with your grown man voice, where is this situation?
So no, I know in 5 months she's got her BSN. So she will be a nurse, full. She's been an LVN, which is a vocational nurse, which is different. She'll be a BSN.
Okay.
She wants to work in Dallas. That's her plan.
You need to tell her? Stop BSing me right now and let's get this thing on the road. Okay.
Like, you could have said something else. Stop BSing.
Quit BSing me.
BSing me with this other dude. And what are we talking about? Yeah, period. End of story.
Yeah.
Done.
No. So within 5 months, we'll see what's going on.
I said a year. Are you going to be dating her in a year exclusively?
I mean, yes.
What does your gut tell you? If you don't believe it right now, Trevor, how is it going to magically come true in a fairy tale?
Well, but that's the whole thing. It's why I've been, I agree. Like, within a week here, Trevor needs to, hey, I'm going to come see you. We're going to go on a date. We're going
to
hang out.
We need to know before the weekend's over.
Well,
we need to know. You need to throw a few breadcrumbs, man.
Trevor. You act like she's the only one that has a job. Work too and make time for her. You're like
breadcrumbs.
She's
also
busy.
A mother. I have to be
which I respect. But I'm just saying, I would throw out a few breadcrumbs. Now, of course you are. You're a big bear daddy. A few breadcrumbs this weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
Just promise. I tell you what.
Invite her to the gay bar.
All we're asking is this.
No. She'd go.
Can you before the weekend's over? Because you're back on with us when?
Pick up more guys. You were
probably Tuesday. I think I'm back Tuesday.
Okay, so you're back on with us Tuesday.
Maybe we'll have a good news segment.
Oh, we're gonna have a good news segment, and we're gonna have date night at 8:40. So let's make that clear. I want at least one text that you sent her referencing him.
Done.
Okay.
Okay. Is it now? Have, I mean, again, because I'll say it on the phone with her tonight.
Or even better. I mean, hey, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly bear.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. That's it.
Someone said how much money to get her on the air. We need to hear her side.
Tell you what, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna wait till Tuesday.
She'd piss y'all off. Trust me.
She's
gonna hurt our feelings.
Hey, you act like this. You act like this.
I'm just saying. I did like she's even said she's like, I'll call in.
Oh, okay.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying anything.
I know. That's what I told her last night. She's like, really?
Tuesday night, Fatty's on the phone. Done.
We got one rule here.
Hey, we'll give her own segment. I mean, hell, I guarantee you nobody on the text line or the phone line or the audience is gonna care. I promise you they'll tune in. That'd be the biggest segment all week, guaranteed.
We'll have Sean and RJ talking about it.
I'll tell you what, that'll be G-Bag of the Year right there. I promise you that. So here's what I want. Here's,
I got issues
in
with
Fred's
the
world. In Fred's world, Tuesday night, when you come on the air with us, it is, you know what? It's me and old girl. Old boy's out the picture. That's
confirmed.
I'm putting that out there. Okay. And again, I'm not saying you got to on your table, but I think you need to slide it on the table.
Well, maybe by Tuesday we're doing something. We'll find out Wednesday. That's probably.
No, we need
I'm
something.
I'm just saying,
we need
but date wise, like that's.
No, we know the date's going down. We know the date's going down. Yeah. We know the date's going down, but we need something that you have seized control. You have took control. You said you were in the driver's seat, then take the wheel.
Someone said, see what our haiku game is like.
If you're in the driver's seat, because right now, you and old boy are both in the back seat.
Both in the back seat.
Okay. I don't know about you, but I don't like being in the back seat. I like to be driving.
I think it's safe to say they might be in the trunk.
Well, let's hope we're dropping him off this weekend.
Okay? Put him in the back seat.
Let's drop him. We don't even want him in the car. We're dropping him off.
Okay.
Okay. We're dropping him off this weekend.
You're gonna do like a Phil Lamar, Vincent Vega, accidental. You know.
That's it.
Just because you are a character
doesn't mean you have character.
Now that we've spent, I don't know, an hour and a half talking about this, do you feel better, worse, or the same?
I feel better.
Good.
Absolutely. I feel like I should.
I do too.
I need to take a step forward.
I do too.
I'm letting it play. I'm letting the ball come to me, and I need to play the ball.
And he wanted us to talk about this, Fred. We were done with our pre-show meeting. And as we're walking to start the show, he goes,
just
and she
nonchalantly just drops it on us before we get into this.
I didn't think this would start this. I didn't think it was this big of a deal because, again, girls talk to other guys. But I guess the fact
she smashed Jeremy.
I think you know what it means. So. You know what it is. We care about you.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
If you were just any other
Joe Schmuckatelli, we wouldn't care.
Yep.
Honestly, and we know you. We know where your heart is. We know you're a good dude, and we're not going to let. Old girl.
Everyone just said they set a reminder to listen on Tuesday.
Done. Done. It's going down.
If you're a real fatty.
You know the deal. All right, final out of the program. We've got fatties on the phone. This fatty's on the phone. Who knows what this could be like? I'm telling you right now. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna get out of break early this next segment.
We'll recap your sports.
And
news
so that
next.
Way that'll give us a full segment of fatties on the phone. We'll see what goes down. The Mavs are still bad. Don't go anywhere.